With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Actually, Sarah's out. But it is the show. We're here and we are live. Sarah's in Boston for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been doing the show live all morning. We've got a news break ahead. I wanted to let you know we've got excellent weather ahead for this weekend. And Soul Fest is happening in Felton at Roaring Camp Meadows. It's this weekend, the 23rd and 24th. Our dude Michael Franti and Spearhead will be headlining on Saturday. So if you want to go out, tickets are still on sale, and it's going to be beautiful. A great weekend to be out and see a live show. So that's happening.
This portion of the program is brought to you by the Ticket Clinic. This weekend, Vinny, right here at Alice, California's Great America Haunt Weekend. It's the very best time of the year. We have your tickets every hour, 12:05 to 4:05. Color 9's Halloween plans will fit in with that. Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the traffic ticket. Let me try that again.
Take two.
Call the lawyers at the ticket clinic. I swear I've been doing this all morning and I think I'm just losing it. For as little as $99, an experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call the ticket clinic today at 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay.
Take three.
Exactly. I feel like, you know, at the beginning of the show, you're just all blah, 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 and then now I'm just starting to die a little.
You're coming down.
I am coming down.
It's 8:44, everyone, and here's what's happening. So where to begin? Free Speech Week at Berkeley starts on Sunday, so we'll probably, hopefully not, but most likely we're going to see some news out of the East Bay. Yeah. Starting on Sunday through, I think, Wednesday of next week, as it's when they call it Free Speech Week, they really mean Republicans will be on campus speaking.
They're saying that they're going to spend a lot of money on security.
I hope so. Speaking of Cal, USC is going to be in town to take on Cal at 12:30 tomorrow. UCLA will play Stanford, and the Raiders play on Sunday Night Football this Sunday, and that's versus the Redskins. Also, last night, the Niners lost a good game. Even though we lost, it was 41-39, and they were in it until the end. So that was nice to see. Whole Foods Market will be opening the first Bay Area 365 stores in Concord, 365 store in Concord in December. So this was planned before Whole Foods sold to Amazon. These stores were supposed to be the discount version, still quality, but discount version of Whole Foods. The 365 products are actually really good, but not as expensive.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you're in a Whole Foods, you'll be looking at the shelf and there'll be all these high-end brands, and then there'll be a 365 brand.
Oh, so that's their brand, like Safeway has Select or whatever.
Something like that, I guess. But they've got these stores planning to open around the country, and the first one is going to be in Concord. It opens in December.
Cool.
So, tell us something we don't know, Rob McClure. He's the star of the Exiting Theater production, Something Rotten. Anybody see that?
No.
I didn't, no.
This guy wrote a letter.
I read a little bit about this.
Oh, did
this
you?
Morning, yes.
So I read this online and went, we already know this. I don't know what. So this is some actor guy. He just had been in town for this production, and he obviously had an idea of what being in San Francisco would be like, which is, it's spectacular. We have the Bay Area is wonderful. The views are great. We've got all kinds of sights to see. And we also have a tragic homeless problem.
Tragic.
So in his open letter, this dude writes about the Tenderloin neighborhood, where I guess his show must have been in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where that's where some of the theaters
are. Right.
Right.
This was at SHN?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's right there, yeah.
In the letter, he says that he was so excited to come to San Francisco and see everything it has to offer. The cable cars, Muir Woods, Angel Island, the bridges and the bays.
Hooray!
The beautiful sights, Mrs. Doubtfire. But he says he couldn't ignore the drug and crime-riddled Tenderloin. This downtown neighborhood is so horrific, so ravaged by homelessness, drug addiction, violence, and mental illness, it's impossible to overlook while trying to gaze lovingly at all things Golden Gate. While working here, I saw countless needles in arms, public nudity, urination, defecation, and... He goes on.
Yes.
So he's right.
He is right. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know how to solve it.
So when the KKK was coming to town and Franti was, you know, going to perform at the Civic Center,
yeah.
We had an early morning yoga class to prepare the space and kind of get centered. And there were a group of us there. And
is that what they were, the KKK?
Well, they were coming to town. Yeah, the KKK was coming to town. I mean, they couldn't. There was too much love in the city. They couldn't establish themselves. And also, the fact that they couldn't carry their helmets and batons was also, you know, it made them not want to be here. But
it was other groups, too, though, right?
There were other groups there, too, yeah. But when we were walking to go have lunch, we were going to all have lunch at the Hotel Phoenix. When we were walking there, there was, as we were walking, people shooting up heroin every block from the Civic Center to the Phoenix, to the Chambers restaurant, and it was crazy. It was everywhere, and it was nonstop, and it was all afternoon long.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if you go through downtown, up Market. All day, every day. And I don't know what they're going to do about it.
Yeah. Well, maybe bringing this, I mean, we all know it, but now it's an open letter. Maybe people are not going to perform here if they don't start cleaning things up.
I don't know.
It's very sad.
I don't know what the answer to the problem is, though.
Bryn, you grew up a little bit in the Tenderloin.
Yeah.
Has
mm-hmm.
it, I mean,
well,
it's a silly question. Has it gotten worse?
Substantially better. It really is.
It's better
a
now?
A lot better, yes. That's the first time I saw somebody throw up crack in front of me.
Yeah.
And he was my friend at the age of like 11. Like throwing up crack to sell,
uh-huh.
you know, that's how they hide it in their cheeks.
Oh.
So they hide it in their cheeks, these little bags of
uh-huh.
and when the cops come, they swallow it. But my point is that they put a cop station right there on Eddie, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of the Tenderloin. And we thought it would be a lot better. And it is, but still terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
There's a lot less people hanging out on the street, I would say, mm-hmm. than it was before. I mean, there was just gangs everywhere in each corner.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention that because it's a visitor's view of the Bay Area, and the guy clearly was having to walk through that neighborhood daily, and it is something I wish no one had to see it or live it, because it's awful. Halloween's right around the corner, everyone, and the top costumes. I know, Homan, you've already got... A pirate on lock.
What are you going to be this year?
You know, I was going to...
Prince or pirate?
I was going to mix it up this year. I have an idea for something, but I got to see if I can find a cool version of it.
What is it?
Well, it has to do with something in the news, so...
Donald Trump? Mm. Kim Jong-un?
Mm.
No?
Game of Thrones characters are high
course,
on the list.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman's going to be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Belle from Beauty and the Beast, because that movie, the live action, I guess, came out not too long ago. But the two biggies are going to be the Stranger Things characters, as that... When does that start? Before Halloween or on Halloween? The second season of Stranger Things.
I don't remember what Sarah said. She just mentioned it earlier this week.
Yeah, it's coming out mm-hmm. in October. Anyway, Stranger Things characters and... Pennywise the clown from It.
Oh, no!
You're scared of that?
Yeah.
All right. Good to know.
What are you going to be?
Are we doing an event?
We are. We're going to, on Tuesday, October 31st, Halloween, we are going to do a secret show.
All right.
Yeah.
And a costume thing.
Costume party.
All right,
yes.
Cool.
It looks like it was initially slated for a season 2 of Stranger Things on October 31st, but they moved it up a few days to October 27th.
Oh, cool. Wow. All right, so what are you going to be?
Well, I can't find a great... I wanted to be Rocket Man. I thought that would be funny.
Hit it.
Everyne's trying to find it.
No, I wasn't. No, I didn't realize this was a joke. What
Rocket
are you trying
Man.
To hit? Oh, Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Like, what's wrong with you?
Wait, I'm confused. Which, like, Rocket Man as an Elton John or Rocket Man as
like
the
a,
other
like
dude?
Like a dude dressed up as a Rocket
I
Man.
See.
I just thought... I just think
Rocket
it's so
Man.
Funny. What do you think?
I think anything would be great.
It's no Brandy, is it?
It is not.
I think anything different than a pirate or a prince for you would be great.
All right.
Anything.
Anything.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. And I'll do the rest of these on the other side of the break. I used to listen to you guys before Bryn was there, and now I can't imagine the show without him.
Oh,
definitely love me some Bryn.
Oh, we love
yeah.
Bryn too.
It's nice to hear.
Yeah.
When you did the new music, you did we played, you know, the new music that's coming out today, and there was Macklemore and the new Fergie and the new Killers.
Uh-huh.
And when it played, I couldn't help, and I tried to stop myself from doing this, but I couldn't help but think this sounds like something. And it totally distracted me, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, and then people wrote it in here.
Oh.
720 says, sounds like the Talking Heads. It's not a bad thing.
Oh, the Killers?
Yep.
Mm.
408 says, the new Killers album sounds like the Talking Heads from the 80s. And that's
yeah,
it.
I like the Talking Heads. I didn't really care for this Killers album. But
oh, really?
Maybe one of those things where I need to hear it a few times.
I love the Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll read the rest of your texts right after these messages.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.